Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today, The Psychology Report. Today I'd like to discuss uncorrected hearing and uncorrected vision. That is, what's the effect on the brain when one has a hearing loss but does not use a hearing aid? What's the effect on the brain if one has a vision loss but does not wear glasses? Well, the short answer is this: it triggers cognitive decline. It triggers the onset of dementia. It triggers the more rapid development of dementia leading on into Alzheimer's. In other words, the brain to be normal and to function well throughout the years and throughout the ages, whether a person is 60 or 70 or 80 or 90, that brain requires proper and regular stimulation, requires social stimulation, intellectual stimulation, but it also requires visual stimulation and auditory stimulation. There's a growing number of studies that now link the loss of hearing and the loss of vision with the onset and the development and the advancement of cognitive decline. Now, cognitive abilities are usually measured, you know, by giving tests of memory, giving tests of learning, giving tests of recall, giving tests of planning and strategizing, thinking things through, making decisions, problem solving, orientation in terms of distance and depth, and ways to measure whether you can assess and respond properly to distance, like in driving a car, the car in front of you. So vision has now become, we've kind of already known that hearing loss contributes to cognitive decline, but now we're seeing a growing number of studies that visual loss also contributes to cognitive decline. So think about the person who has both visual and hearing loss and doesn't correct them. That person is short-circuiting, short-cutting, jipping, if you will, the brain from its normal stimulation or from its needed, you know, stimulation. A growing number of Americans have now poor vision. It's expected to double between now and 2050. So if you look at, we're now at about 2020, so in about 30 years, visual loss is going to double. So just look at the number of people who are going to have visual impairment and require visual attention, medical attention, getting proper glasses and so on, and monitoring diseases of the eye and the brain. So really, a profession in the visual health field is going to be in great demand over the coming years. So if you're a young person looking for a field of medicine to practice, consider ophthalmology or optometry, because this is a growing indicator of problems in the future and definitely has a problem for the development of the brain. It affects nearly two-thirds of the adults over 70. So about 10% of the population have both a hearing and a visual loss or impairment. And dementia, the cognitive loss area of dementia, is now doubling about every 20 years. So we are in for it. Again, if you're looking for a medical profession, consider aging, consider ophthalmology, consider audiology or some form of medical attention to the ear as well as to the eye. That's kind of the profession of the future, if you will. And we are going to see increasing amounts of this from now on in both these areas of sensory orientation and the effect on the brain. One study that took 3,000 young older Americans and then followed that up with another study of 30,000 thousand older Americans who were on Medicare. They found a definite connection between poor vision and poor cognition. So that's a pretty large study showing a very definite connection. If you have hearing loss, visual loss, you're very likely, very, very likely to have a corresponding cognitive loss. In other words, you're shortcutting the brain. You're reducing the input to the brain. You're reducing the stimulation, you know, to the brain. Here's what Dr. Susan Pershing, an ophthalmologist from Stanford University, said about this issue. While this association, that is between the brain and loss of vision, while this association doesn't prove vision causes cognitive decline, intuitively, it makes sense that the less engaged people are with the world, the less cognitive stimulation they receive, and the more likely their cognitive function will decline. So there you are. Now, in another study, 625 elderly people in the University of Michigan, a Dr. Mary Rogers, found that those with poor vision had a 63% greater risk of developing dementia over the course of 8.5 years. And those with poor vision who did not visit an ophthalmologist were 5 times more likely to experience cognitive decline and 9.5 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's. Pretty profound. 63% increased risk of cognitive decline leading to Alzheimer's if you have an impairment of vision and don't get treatment, particularly. Okay? Now, what about hearing? We've had a lot of discussion on that over the time. And obviously, you have to improve your vision. You have to improve your hearing just to function, just to be able to see and go about and not fall and not bump into things. But hearing loss can speed cognitive decline as well. And it's right and proper to wear a hearing aid. If you have any form of hearing loss, you get a hearing aid. Get them at Costco. Apple's coming out with a very low-cost hearing aid. Samsung is doing the same thing. You're seeing people enter this market because this is going to be a huge market in the future of hearing loss. So all of these companies are moving in to the development of hearing aids and trying to bring the cost down from $4,000 to $5,000 per hearing aid to somewhere around $50 to $400. And so you're going to see the market change greatly. So people develop some form of hearing. Now, there's a lot of positive and pluses to why you should buy a hearing aid that's relatively cheap as compared to something that's maybe $4,000. You got to look at the service of the hearing aid. You got to look at the kind of testing that they do, the retesting that they do periodically, adjustments that are done periodically. Those are all things that have to be weighed as to wherever you buy your glasses or wherever you buy your hearing aid. But the point is, you better take this seriously because this is a finding that is of national importance and certainly for people as they increase in age. Now, Dr. Frank Lin, kind of audiologist specialist from Johns Hopkins University, he said this: the potential impact is huge, especially now. Companies like Apple and Samsung are expecting soon to be in the market of hearing aids. So he's recommending it. He's recommending that you do something now and that you do whatever you possibly can. If you can't afford it, get something cheap. At least you're doing something. You're increasing your chance of hearing, and you're increasing the input to your ears at least by some type of a hearing aid. Even if it's not the best one for you or the proper one for you, at least it's better than nothing. So don't take that. And but do what you can relative to affordability. And here's a projective study. 2,000 older adults directed by Lin found that those who initially had hearing loss when that study started, were 24% more likely than their age mates with normal hearing to develop cognitive decline over the course of 6 years. So if you have hearing loss, you have hearing difficulty, there's a 24-25% chance greater than your friend who does not have a hearing loss of developing dementia over a 6 year period of time. Your cognitive abilities decline up to 40% faster than others with normal hearing. So that drop in decline in the ages of 60, 70, 80 is very, very sharp as compared to people who do not have hearing loss. The more severe the hearing loss, the more likely there will be a cognitive decline, and the greater the cognitive decline will occur over time. So just kind of put that all together in your own mind and look at yourself and say, do I have visual impairment? Do I have hearing impairment? Even if it's mild, do something about it. Get a pair of glasses. Get the proper glasses. Get hearing aids. Get some form of hearing aids. Get the one that fits you the best and works the best for you. And whenever you can, get the best one on the market that's available, no matter what the cost is. Okay? It's dementia that you're concerned with. Don't be concerned with hearing and vision. That's not the issue. Be concerned with the lack of hearing and vision and its effect on the brain that causes dementia, that brings about Alzheimer's in a much quicker rate than would otherwise. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this, but the point is you need to be alert to this. Who cares why this is happening? But we do know that if you are experiencing hearing loss or visual loss, what you do is you tend to socially isolate. You withdraw, which means you're reducing your social stimulation, your intellectual stimulation even greater. So you're going to have less impact to the brain, less input to the brain, and that brain is going to now decrease and have impairment called dementia. So that's what hearing loss does. That's what visual loss does. It causes you to withdraw, and that brings about greater decline. Or the other way of looking at it is, if you have a hearing loss and a visual loss, that part of the brain is now deadening. That part of the brain is now becoming dysfunctional or non-functional. And that very part of the brain is the same part of the brain that affects things like attention and learning and memory. So you're going to get impairments not just in the hearing, you're going to get impairments secondarily in the area of memory and learning and being able to solve problems and make decisions and so on. So it's got a spreading effect on the brain and a spreading effect upon the onset of dementia and then, of course, the speeding up of the possibility of Alzheimer's. So what we do? Get to your hearing doctor. Get to your visual doctor. Do a checkup regularly. The older you are, the more likely you need these checkups. You need them more regularly. But, and then number two is take care of your ears and take care of your hearing and your vision. Make sure that your vision is protected. You don't hurt those eyes. And make sure your ears are protected. Don't expose it to loud sounds and loud banging and loud yelling and screaming. Don't go to these concerts where these guitars and these drums and all the musical instruments are at maximum loudness and pitch. Don't go to them. Stay away from them. And unfortunately, we're finding that within the church as well. Churches seem to have to follow the same kind of pattern. If it's loud out in the concert world, it's got to be loud in the church world. That's nonsense. People who go to church are getting hearing losses as you look ahead, because this is exposing yourself to loud sounds. And when you do that, you're traumatizing your ears and you're putting your ears at risk. So you cannot traumatize your ears. Moderate sound is what you need, but you need it regularly. And then if you have any loss whatsoever, you need to make sure you have the hearing aids. So if you have a loss, you put some hearing aids in, you can hear now better, and you go to these concerts and this is banging at you at the most intense level, you're damaging your ear because you're putting them at risk because of trauma. So you're going to see the increasing levels of hearing loss, increasing levels of visual loss over the next 10 to 15 to 20 years if churches continue to expose people to loud sound, and concerts tend to expose people to loud sounds. And then what you have to do is make sure that you protect your ears. You either don't go, or you wear hearing muffs of some type, or you wear earplugs of some type. But this seems strange to me. Why would you go to a concert and put plugs in your ears? Why would you even go? You see, other than for the social value that it might be. Why would you go to church and then have to have put hearing aids in your ears? I mean, hearing plugs in your ears to deaden the sound. Why would you even go? That doesn't make any sense. So this whole field of music and the whole field of loud music has to be re-examined. But you have to take care of yourself. You have to do what is right for you. Be careful that you're not putting your ears at risk, your eyes at risk, but more importantly, that you're putting your brain at risk. And because if you are, you're headed for the route of dementia and Alzheimer's as a result of this. So be careful, will you? Take this to heart and look at your own situation. Pass this podcast on to somebody else that you know has a hearing loss. Tell them to listen to this. That you know has a visual loss, but are not dealing with it. They're not taking care of it. They're not wearing hearing aids, or they're not getting glasses. Pass this on to make sure that they get educated in this area. This is a very, very important thing. So you can play the role in passing the word on to others. Anyway, thanks for joining me in the podcast today. And booksbyhedberg.com is my website. Go to it. Pick up a book, especially the one on health. As we've been talking about health today, the one on health would be a very excellent book for you to pick up and read. And achieving and living a healthy lifestyle in a world of stress. And sound, loud sound is stressful. Not only is it hurtful to the ear and the brain, but it's stressful to the body. It's stressful to your person. So that's a great book, you know, for you. Make sure you listen every Saturday morning to my television program, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. It's on CentralValleyTalk.com. CentralValleyTalk.com. Every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. here on the Pacific Standard Time. So I recommend that you listen to it. It brings about great topics for listening, for parents to listen to and apply information to their parenting process with their children. Okay? So do well. The rescue mission in your community, treat it well. Serves the homeless, serves the poor, serves those without any other forms of help. The rescue mission in your community, whatever it's called. We have Fresno Rescue Mission. Send them some bucks. They depend on the contributions they get. Homes for the homeless, for the mothers and for the children, such as we have here, Rescue the Children program, a great program for mothers and their children. So be of help to them, will you? Send them some dollars. That's a very important thing you can do, especially now and particularly as we enter into the holiday season. They need some extra bucks, so be of help to them. Okay. Otherwise, bye for now.